As you know, there's lots of talk about artificial intelligence and concerns that it could make many people's jobs obsolete. Well, the CEO of Fiverr, that's a platform that connects freelancers and companies looking to hire them, sent this email to his employees last month. And as you see there, it says in part, quote, AI is coming for your jobs. Heck, it's coming for my job too. This is a wake-up call. Michal Kaufman is the CEO and joins us now to talk about the future of AI and the workplace. You know, as much traction as this email has received, you've really stirred up the comment section. It's been a popular refrain in the past few years. So give our viewers a bit of a pulse check. How alarmed should people be that AI is already here?
Well, it's absolutely here. And you know, I think the email came at the backdrop of our employees that are wondering if they have a future in their professions. And they weren't really waiting for my email. And if anything, this email was a validation of the things that they feel. And it was all about, you know, talking openly and directly to our team, like grownups. They're not kids. They don't need to sugarcoat anything. And they really needed the validation that their fears are valid, but also a leadership perspective of what they can do about it.
And let's talk more about that. How can someone who believes their job will be made obsolete by AI, how can they differentiate themselves to make themselves useful, I guess, to be able to work with these AI systems?
Yeah. So, look, I think that the way I'm looking at this from an executive standpoint is, I think we were given with superpowers, but this should reflect in how people work. So my expectations are double or triple the output per unit of time, and the same for the quality per unit of delivery. And the reality is that since you know, what we're seeing with these tools, the reality of businesses and products is that no one has a crystal ball. So let me
tell you what my thoughts are after hearing what he says, because I already have my own thoughts prior to him coming in. Number one, I don't think that people should fear AI. Okay. AI is not to be feared. I told somebody yesterday, and we were talking about AI, and I told somebody yesterday because I turned them on to AI and now they obsessed with it. And I said, listen, AI is no more transformational than the internet was in the 90s. Yo, what up? I'm going to call you from my other phone.
Okay.
All right.
You got that pen, right?
Yeah, man, I appreciate you. I want to send you something, bro. Do you got Cash App or anything like that?
Oh, man, no, don't worry.
No, hey, hold on, bro. I know you don't need it. I know you already doing well. That's not what it is. You did a favor for me, and you saved me like $11,000. And so okay. I'm just want to show my appreciation.
My brother, and it's okay. I'll take it. But I just want to let you know.
I know you don't need it, Dre. I know you're doing well. I mean, listen, do whatever you want with it. Go out and have some great dinner. I just want to send you $1,000 because if you did it for me. And so at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I just want to show my appreciation by saying, yo, I'm gonna send this back. I want to send this to you. You saved me a lot of money.
That's fine.
You did me a favor.
So,
I know. But yeah, if you send me your Cash App. I don't know if you got Cash App.
I got Cash App. I got Zelle. Cash App and Zelle.
Is it your regular number? Your regular cell phone number is your Zelle?
Yeah.
All right, I Zelle you a rack.
Hey, I appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, bro.
What did you get?
The new Navigator.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna show it to you.
Okay. All right.
All right, bro.
All right. Talk to you.
All right, bye. That's big bro. That's my oldest brother. So shout out to him. But let me say this before we get back into this AI conversation, that when somebody does something nice for you, don't be stingy. look to do nice things for other people. That's how you get your blessings. That's how you get your blessings. And he don't need it. He doing really, really well. But at the same time, he did it just because he loved me, just because he held me down. Now, that is one of my brothers that actually sees things different from me politically. But guess what? I'm not about to divest myself from the people that's added value into my life just because they voted differently than me. So when you see people and they look out for you, first of all, y'all got to be able to put y'all different political ideologies or how you feel about certain things and roll with each other. All right. And roll with each other. And when somebody do something, this is why I believe in tipping. This is why I believe in tipping. I always try to give back. I always return at least 20% of whatever somebody did for me. I could have been giving it to the dealership. I could have been giving the dealership an extra $10,000, $11,000. At the very least, I should be able to send my brother, yo, man, here's a rack. I appreciate you. Thank you for rolling with me. I know you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You didn't look to do it. You was doing it just because I asked you to, and you ain't even think about it. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? King Ali, facts. So look out for the people that look out for you, man. Look out for the people that look out for you. And it's just money. It's just money. We can always get some more money. And we usually save money when you take care of people. Believe it or not, a lot of people don't believe in that. They think that they can cheat their way up to success. But you save money when you look out for people. But let me get back to this whole AI conversation. The biggest thing about AI is that I don't think that people should be afraid of AI. I was telling somebody that AI is no more transformational than the internet was in the 90s and that it changed everything. And I'm telling you that if you was alive and you was up in the 90s, in the mid to late 90s, all the conversation was how it was going to eliminate jobs, how it was going to do this, how it was going to do that. It didn't. It created more opportunity for A, us to be more efficient, B, for us to communicate more effectively, and C, look at all of the entrepreneurs and the opportunities that we didn't even know was going to exist through the innovation of the internet that wind up happening. I'm not here talking to you guys, and we not even the bag chasers, if I was looking at the internet as a, oh my God, we need to go back to, no, you cannot look at it like that. You cannot look at it like that. The internet has created more millionaires and billionaires. If you don't have the internet, you don't have cryptocurrency. You don't have live streaming. We never get any of this, conversation. You don't have e-commerce. You don't have the transformational Amazon Web Services. You don't have Azure. You don't have Xbox Live. You don't have all of this stuff. There's a bevy of opportunities that came as a result of it. Now, will there be disruption? Yes, there's always going to be disruption because to be disruptive means that you're overly innovating so that you can create more opportunities elsewhere. So that job may not necessarily be possible, but new jobs and new entrepreneurial opportunities absolutely can be possible. But it just depends on how you use it. AI is not necessarily there to replace you. It's to make us 10 times more efficient. I can do 10 times more than what I was doing 2 years ago because I have the opportunity that AI is affording me. So now I don't mind investing into it. I don't mind understanding it. I don't mind continuing to deep dive into it. And people that use fear as an opportunity to try to prevent people from going over here and creating this new thing, they are the last ones. They're going to be the ones that fail. Bro, it's going to be, you know how much more efficient I am? It makes you more money, not necessarily gets rid of your job. Okay, so I don't necessarily need 10 people to do this particular job, but I can make 10 times the investment into other things that other jobs or other services provide. It's incredible. It's an opportunity. And so again, it depends on your mindset. If your mindset is the type of mindset to say, oh my God, AI is going to kill us. No, it doesn't. It just makes us more efficient. It makes us better. It gives us more opportunity. It makes the bag much greater so that you can invest more and you generate more revenue. The only people that's going to lose is the people that don't embrace it and they catch on to the wave too late. It reminds me of everybody that always try to have that fear miss or they catch on late. Oh, man, I ain't investing in that. I remember when people caught on to Tesla too late. Man, Tesla was booming. People kept, dog, listen, that's a technology company. That's not a, man, Tesla's going to fail. They only putting out 10,000 cars this year. I said, okay, okay. I've grown to the point to where my portfolio is booming so much to where I'm willing to take a 10% risk in a company. That's why I'm investing in Rivian. I ain't going to give you all too much game of what we doing. I'm looking at the 10, 15-year view. I'm not looking at what the current circumstances are. I look at the I can't say that. I don't want to say it. I don't want to deep dive into it. Yep, you're right, King Ali TV. I was late on that. I was 100% late on that. I wasn't too late. I got on the bandwagon eventually, but I was kind of late on that. But let me just go ahead and continue.
If no one has the advantage of knowing where this is going, our main advantage is speed. It's our ability to move faster. So what I told the team is I want to reduce the cost of error. You know, if something used to take us 3 months to build and then fail, because a lot of the things that we do try end up failing, today we can test things in 3 days. So by reducing the cost of error, we can do much more to find out the things that are working, and the team should support this. And my overarching message was, in an ideal situation, I want everyone to automate 100% of what they're doing. And that might, you know, that might raise the question, will that make them replaceable?
Jake, you were right. But here's the thing. What I was asking you, and I remember the conversation, what I was asking you, because I never invest in anything that I don't understand. What I was asking you, Jake, was to explain to me exactly how it worked and where its value came from. Nobody could explain it to me. And so I had to go on a journey to try to understand it myself. Was it valuable? Was it going to be profitable? Was it going to grow? Absolutely. But I need to understand it. I'm never going to put money into something that I don't understand. That is a philosophy that has come from Warren Buffett. It has served me great. It has served me correctly. I've seen a lot of people. For example, I've seen some of the same people that was telling me to get into crypto, but they didn't understand it. They also invested in meme coins. They invested in meme coins. They was getting their head cracked. You know why? Because they was just investing because somebody told them to, not necessarily because they were savvy.
And my answer is absolutely not. Because it's on the contrary. When you have all of your time free because you're not doing the technical things that you can automate, you free up your time to do things that human beings have special capabilities in, which is like nonlinear thinking, judgment calls, issues that have to do with taste, making decisions, thinking about strategy. And I think that there is one thing that people get wrong about AI, and that is that it doesn't really replace us. It actually forces us to rediscover our humanity, the things that we are special in, the special attributes of every person, their special powers, and automate the things that are just wasting some of our times as, you know, acting as technicians.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's a lot of menial tasks. Like, for example, I use AI to, on a very basic level, summarize the majority of my emails so that I can go through and look for the things that I want. I know that there's a certain group of emails that's going to come through and it's going to be about A. And then it's a certain group of emails that's going to come through and it's going to be about B. Well, I'm not spending my time going through each and every individual email. I'm able to sort through it and get the summary much faster. I use Apple Intelligence. I use Ultra from Google. I also use, sometimes I use ChatGPT. It just depends. So I use AI for literally everything. While everybody is trying to figure out what they don't like about it, I'm using it in every single capacity. Every single capacity. Everything that I see that pops up on my phone is a summary. Everything I see that pops up on my phone is a summary. Even in my text messages. In my text messages, when I go through, it just gives me a whole summary of the different things that's happening. I look at my Gmail. Oh, okay. So, oh, shoot. It gives me the summary before I even open it up. And so I'm using it for everything. But now I'm using it to build videos. I'm using it to automate the process when it comes to editing. I use it for captions. Yes, I use it for captions. I use AI for all of my captions, for all of my shorts, for everything. No, we teach you about it. It's called Stock Club, Eddie A. You should be using it for resumes. A lot of y'all need AI in order to even speak correctly.